From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Live. I'm Beth Ruriak. Over the holiday weekend, responses to the Mueller report from California's congressional delegation left no doubt that there will be some sort of next step. California Senator Kamala Harris said Attorney General William Barr's press conference last week was a stunt. On MSNBC, she called it partisanship.
He might as well have been in the White House press conference room as the spokesperson for the president when he introduced the subject of today's discussions.
And now listen to something from California Congressman Adam Schiff. He said this to Martha Raddatz on ABC This Week.
The obstruction of justice in particular in this case is far worse than anything that Richard Nixon did. The break-in by the Russians of the democratic institutions, a foreign adversary, far more significant than the plumbers breaking into the Democratic headquarters. So, yes, I would say in every way this is more significant than Watergate.
So this week begins with all eyes continuing to be on the redacted Mueller report, which was released last Thursday, and the question about what lawmakers might do next. Last week, we talked with McClatchy's California congressional reporter, Kate Irby. So let's go back to Kate now and see where the dust has and hasn't settled. Hi, Kate. Glad to have you back on Insight.
Hi. Glad to be back.
So Congress technically is on spring break now and for one more week. What is the atmosphere, though, on Capitol Hill in light of the report?
So it's continued to be partisan. We've continued to see Republicans say, time to move on. They haven't found corruption. We don't need to do this anymore. I believe Representative Nunes actually said, burn the report at one point, or you can go ahead and burn it. They're just not interested in pursuing this further. While Democrats have had a mixed reaction, you have some Democrats who are talking impeachment now, and then you have some Democrats who are taking a more measured approach, at least in the beginning, and saying, let's do some more investigating. Let's have Special Counsel Mueller in personally to talk about his takes from the report, to talk about why he said certain things he said, what he thinks about Attorney General Barr not pursuing charges against President Trump. And then we can decide more as we go along.
We already heard a bit from Senator Kamala Harris. How bold has she been in her response?
She's somewhat. I mean, you have people like Representative Swalwell, who took a very bold response and said that they want Attorney General Barr to resign. Senator Harris has not gone that far. She's criticizing him a lot, and she's really going after him there. And based on the tone of his press conference, based on the existence of the press conference before the report was even out in the first place, but she's not calling on him to resign. She has not hit there yet.
Eric Swalwell is another Californian in the mix right now of candidates for president. Let's shift to Adam Schiff. We heard a bit from him earlier. He has invited Special Counsel Robert Mueller to testify in committee, and he talked just yesterday on Fox News Sunday, saying that the House Democratic Caucus is going to have to meet to talk about impeachment.
Well, look, I think it's a very difficult decision, and we're going to have a caucus about this over the next couple weeks to try to figure out what the best course is, not for the party, but what's the best course for the country. I think it's certainly the case that an impeachment would be unsuccessful if the Republican Party continues to place a party above country, continues essentially to back the president no matter how unethical or dishonest his conduct may be. And sadly, that's where we are right now.
So, Kate, it did not seem like a holiday weekend at all for Adam Schiff and some of the other lawmakers. He's saying a lot. How much power ultimately do people believe he'll have in taking this further?
So impeachment would be the purview of the House Judiciary Committee, which is Representative Nadler, not Representative Schiff. So obviously Representative Schiff has broad powers to conduct investigations against the Trump administration, but in terms of actually starting impeachment or anything like that, that is not his specific purview. So we have not heard the same kind of things from Representative Nadler. He is also talking about looking into these different investigations that they've looked into, but we have not heard Representative Nadler talking about impeachment openly in the same way. And we actually had Steny Hoyer, who is in Democratic leadership on the House, say specifically that it's not about impeachment, that we're going to wait until the election and that the American people can oust Trump if they feel that's appropriate. And so we'll see how that goes. You still have wide swaths of Democrats calling for impeachment and to look into it more seriously. It's not going away. But right now, Democratic leadership in the House has not acted like it is at the top of their list.
So let's jump to the Republican we mentioned, Devin Nunes. He still has some focus on possible wrongdoing. And he was among those saying that this investigation wasn't needed. What's he likely to do from here?
So he's probably going to continue in the exact vein he has been. He made 8 criminal referrals last week. He passed them to Attorney General Bill Barr, saying that he felt these people at the FBI and DOJ had acted improperly, that they had somehow behaved in a corrupt fashion that, in his mind, warranted a criminal referral. We don't have a ton of details on that right now. We don't know who those criminal referrals are or what Attorney General Bill Barr intends to do with those referrals. But it's making clear that Representative Nunes has no intention of being quiet as his party is in the minority, that he still intends to pursue this line of inquiry, to keep talking about how there needs to be more investigations into the Clinton campaign, into Democrats at the FBI and DOJ, and bad actors he feels are there. So expect him to continue. But because he is not the chairman of the committee anymore, he does not have the subpoena power, the investigatory power that Representative Schiff and the Democrats currently have.
So there are reactions from others, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy suggesting maybe it's time to move on from the Mueller report. Nancy Pelosi is very firm, apparently, right now that impeachment's not on her agenda. There was even a comment from former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer. So all in all, is there a summary about where the Democrats from the West are positioned?
Really, no. I mean, it's kind of across the board. And it really depends on their districts and what they're trying to do. I mean, Speaker Pelosi has to keep in mind that she wants to hold on to her House majority. And impeachment, regardless of whether you feel you support it or not, it is a huge step to be taken, and it is a politically fraught one. She wants to make sure that if such proceedings went forward, then you can bet that she has some sort of confidence that it's either going to help her House majority or that she can hold on to it despite that. And right now, she's signaling that she does not have that confidence and she does not want to pursue it. So it seems like leadership at this time, they're going to keep investigating. If they see evidence of something more serious, then maybe they'll look into impeachment. But they know how unlikely it is to be successful, because you would need to have a lot of Senate Republicans who would also feel that impeachment was necessary. And it's been clear that you would really need something that goes beyond the pale in order to get that support from Senate Republicans.
I'm talking with McClatchy reporter for the California Congressional Delegation, Kate Irby. And Kate, the field of Democrats jumped up. We're now at 19. So what do you know about Seth Moulton, who jumped into the race over the weekend?
So Representative Moulton, he's a Massachusetts representative. He hasn't been there a ton of time. He's also, if he would win, then he would be the youngest president that we've ever had. I believe he's 40 right now. But a lot of people are saying, you know, he has low name recognition. It doesn't seem likely that he would actually get the nomination. But there's a lot of advantages for people like him, and as some have compared to Representative Swalwell, who don't really have a great chance of winning anything, but this gives them name recognition. This helps them if they are ambitious and want to look at other positions in the near future or more presidential runs in the near future. This helps them, and it's an easy way for them to get more name recognition.
Well, on the flip side of that spectrum, let's talk about Joe Biden, who, as former vice president, might have the top name recognition of any candidate. What are you hearing about him possibly making an announcement in the race this week?
I believe the latest we've heard is Wednesday, that we're expecting to hear an announcement from him. We've been hearing for a long time now that he's going to make an announcement soon. It's soon. I think this is the first time we've actually gotten a day on it. So expect that soon. And it's going to be interesting with him. I mean, obviously, as you pointed out, he probably has the most name recognition. He's leading in a lot of polls, even in California over Senator Harris. He's led in a decent amount of polls, even though he's not even in the race yet. So he's going to be one to contend with, but obviously he had his issues with touching that some women felt was inappropriate or unprofessional, and there's still some people who feel he has not adequately addressed that, and that'll probably come up frequently.
Okay, do you think it's a given that he jumps into the race, or is there a long shot bet here that the announcement is, no, I'm not going to do it?
There's always that possibility. I think people were surprised when he did that in 2016 and decided not to. But conventional wisdom is that he's planning to get into the race.
All right, Kate, thanks for your time today. And I look forward to talking to you again on Insight.
Thank you.
That is McClatchy, California congressional reporter Kate Irby. The political junkie Ken Rudin will be back with us next week. And you can find more government news, including a link to the full Mueller report, at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.